right. Now, I'd just like you to get yourself organized and seated in a very comfortable place, either in your bed or in a comfortable chair where you're completely supported, completely comfortable. That's right. Anywhere you like is special. I do not want you sitting in a straight back chair where you can fall off, because each time that you go into self-hypnosis, you'll be going in a little deeper, all the time, with more body relaxation. All right. And just take a few deep breaths now. As you now allow yourself to turn your switch off and go into a deep state of self-hypnosis with no time limit. Now just allow yourself to drift there for a moment and enjoy that feeling, making it your own. Make that a familiar feeling. Enjoy the peace and the tranquility. Now in a moment, we're going to go on a short journey down 10 steps to a very special place that's associated with feelings of utter peace, tranquility, safety, and happiness. Now this place can be some place you've been before, or a place you find yourself in for the first time. But this is your place of self-creation, where you're always in control. A completely safe and comfortable place. Now, before we start down those steps, I want you to know that you're completely safe at all times, and also that you can just see me in your mind's eye, just smiling at you. Now take these stairs of your own making and make them as ornate or as simple as you like. But you make sure they're well lit, have a strong handrail to hang on to if necessary, and are completely safe. Now you'll notice as we go down these steps that the calmness deepens even more, and even the air you breathe on the way down is filled with that deepening sensation of calm and peace. Now let's just start down that 10th step now. Now down to the 9th step. Down 8th step. Just feel yourself drifting deeper and deeper. Down the 7th step, down the 6th step, just allowing yourself to let go even more now, and down the 5th step, halfway down to that landing of calm and tranquility, down to the 4th step, now the 3rd step, just pausing for a moment to breathing more calm and enjoying it. Down the 2nd step, and now deeply down the 1st step into that place of calm and peace. Notice the deepening comfort and just enjoy feeling calm and ever so comfortable. And just take a moment to just be deeply soothed and in calm control. This place you've come to is your place of safety and control, and as you look around, you give yourself the experience of being in a place of your very own, where only you say what goes, and you can make this place anything you wish. You fill in the details of what you want. After all, this is the place of your creation. In this place of safety and calm, you can bring anyone or anything in that you wish, or remove anything or anyone as well. This is your place to be calm and comfortable, or you can just come here to ask questions of your higher self. This, after all, is your place. You can use this place at any time because you've created it. It's always there for you instantly when you desire it, just by thinking that you want to be there. Notice how you can soak up that calmness, absorbing that tranquility, just making it part of you. Now just find yourself comfortable and just drift deeper into that calm. All right now, I'm going to count backwards from 7 to 1. And with each descending number, you just allow yourself to go deeper. And at the count of 1, you'll find yourself in a throne room of a medieval castle. When you hear the number one, you will be inside a marvelous throne room in an ancient castle. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. And find yourself now in that throne room of that grand old castle. Notice the many sensations that surround you here. The flickering of the torchlights. Maybe the slight smell of mustiness that pervades the air. And you're quite alone as you look around and begin to explore. Somehow you feel very much at home here. It's as if you know this place, as if you've been here before. You notice the vastness of the room, set in the heart of the palace, and it's designed to impress all the subjects with the grandeur of the monarch. The ceiling is very high, and there's a small minstrel's gallery overhangs the entranceway. There are impressive weapons and a coat of arms decorating the stone walls, and maybe even some beautiful tapestries draped on the walls. There's a rich red carpet running straight down the center of the room to the throne. You study the throne now, sitting on its raised platform, and over it is a beautiful velvet canopy. You feel drawn to the monarch's chair, and you're hardly aware of it. You begin to move closer towards it as you study its every line. It's a massive chair, and yet finely made with intricate carvings of rare wood and rich upholstery in the most majestic of colors. And you find yourself at the foot of the platform now. You mount the three steps to the throne. You're very curious about that chair. What would it feel like to sit in it? You're so close to it now that you can't help but notice that it's the perfect size for you. So why not? You may as well try it out. And the moment you sit in it, you guess the truth. It was made for you. It fits you perfectly. And like you, there isn't another one quite like it in the world. It feels so good to have found the seat of power deep within the heart of your castle. And as you sit there and look out at the room, you sense the great responsibility of a monarch that rules wisely and with integrity to govern the subjects and your own emotions to the best of your ability. You sense the responsibility of power and the power of responsibility. And even as you ponder those things, you know with great conviction that you are more than equal to the task. Now that you've found your seat of power, you realize that you have the courage to do what you know is right, the courage to risk being unique, the courage to risk being the unique individual that you are, and you have the courage to care about others and befriend them when they are in need. You have the courage to receive love as well as to give it, and the courage to look beyond today and see a brighter future for yourself and for others. You are an excellent decision maker because you know you can rely on yourself. You're an excellent judge of people because you're willing to trust your emotions and your intuitions. You never waste energy trying to be perfect. You have an honest pride in the fact that your best is always good enough, and you always do your best. You know that you're capable of achieving anything you truly want, and you're willing to persevere until your goals are achieved. And this is so. And now that you've found your seat of power, you're amazed at the increase in your own self-confidence. You're now able to handle situations which in the past would have seemed insurmountable to you. You find to your delight that you discover solutions for difficulties of long standing. With every day that passes, and every success that is achieved, you become more and more deeply convinced of the power of your own abilities. Your increased self-reliance gives you the lift you need to form a positive cycle of behavior, creating more and more increases in self-confidence and self-esteem. And this enables you to remain relaxed and at ease, even under the most trying of conditions. Every day you improve, and every day you continue to improve. Every day you become stronger in body, mind, and spirit. And every day becomes an opportunity to discover happiness and fulfillment in everything you do. Everything you do provides nourishment and value to your body, mind, and spirit. And this is so. And all of the new understanding that comes to you from your seat of power now penetrates to the deepest levels of your being and becomes an indelible part of you, never to be removed, and taking precedent over all previous beliefs and habits.